morning, 194 Playhouse in the morning, 6:31 in the morning, zero, Amy K, Joel D, who's now a full-fledged member of the Playhouse every single day as we slide into Vince Day Vince. Well, that my music didn't fire, so that's anticlimactic too. My vent is that nothing is going my way today minus Joel D joining the show. Yay. Nothing else is firing for me. Things are not quite working for me technologically. There's my vent. Joel, you got a vent today.
You know, I just, the only thing, I think I did this last time when you were on vacation, I just would have to say, like, people littering. Like, I just feel like there's so much, like, street food, and by that I don't mean people out there as vendors. I'm talking about people throwing like chicken bones out at the park. My dog's eating it. Leftover pizza. Like there's just stuff all over the place down by like Island Park and everything.
Are you walking in like the landfill? Where are you walking that all this garbage food is on the ground?
I feel like it's been extra here this last month, and it's just downtown. I live downtown, and I'll walk Jasper, my dog, over to Island Park. We'll go down to the river, and there's just, it's like somebody knows the trail of where I walk, and they just throw food, and I'm like, oh, looking at my phone or listening to music, and then I gotta pay attention. My dog's over here crunching on a chicken bone.
See, this is why he's noticing it and you're not noticing it, though. Even if you go for a lot of strolls, which I don't think you do, Amy, but let's give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're going for a lot of walks.
Okay.
You wouldn't be walking with a dog. And if there's any food on the ground, like a dog's who's going to find it, yeah, for sure.
They'd sniff it out, but I think if I'm walking, I am going to be like scanning the ground, especially for murderers or anything like that.
Yeah,
so I'd be aware of my surrounding.
As she says scanning the ground, she's looking up.
I guess I'm looking, well, because I'm not looking for feet. I mean, I'm just like checking the whole area to make sure no one's going to jump out. I check the trees. They could be up there. I don't know.
But it's like, I don't think there's going to be murders waiting at the trees.
Come down from there.
It's possible. I do. After being a trail runner, I scan.
Everywhere.
I'm aware of my surroundings 100%. But like grass is long. There's bushes. All of a sudden he's like, you think he's just sniffing and then he's crunching.
Ugh.
He's eating pizza or
chicken. And then
you
got to touch it.
Well, I just, blah, and he's like, blah, blah, and he'll spit it out.
So just your disgust makes him spit it out.
Yeah, he'll know, too, especially when I give him the middle name.
Mm.
He's got a middle name, so when I say,
what is your dog's middle name?
Well, I don't have kids, so he's named after my dad, which his name is Arnold. So it's Jasper Arnold.
I like that.
Yeah, my first dog was named after me, so my middle name. So, but yeah, so he got, my dad's got a dog grandchild, or however you want to call it, that's named after him. Jasper
grand
Arnold,
puppy.
That's a great name. I wasted it on a dog.
Well, grandpuppy. You got a vent today there, Amy Kay.
I had to go to the mall on Saturday, and it was just packed. There were so many people. I haven't been to the mall in a long time, and it was hard to find a spot. Then I just had to go in to get a strapless bra for my dress for the wedding. I walk in right by Forever 21. I would usually turn right, and that's where Victoria's Secret should have been. Walls were up. It was not there. Victoria's Secret was not there. So I thought maybe they moved it. I walked around the mall, had to go to the complete other side by JCPenney's. I assumed it would be by Pink, their other store. I don't see Victoria's Secret anywhere.
Oh.
So I have to go in.
Have you not figured out the genius here?
What?
That's the secret.
No, they still need to have a store. So I go into Pink and I said, what happened to Victoria's Secret? She said, oh yeah, so they are fixing that shop. They just moved. Do you know where they moved? And I'm clearly not checking my surrounding at the mall. They went across the hall. They were just on the opposite side.
and you walked around the whole
you
entire mall?
Yeah, and so I had to go back over there. Finally, I got what I needed. It took longer than planned, so now I'm behind on my schedule, and it's bumping everything back, going to make me late to this wedding. And
well, how last minute are you buying underwear for a wedding?
It was a bra, because I couldn't find any of them. Steven was even looking. I don't know what happened. Someone came in and stole all my strapless bras. I don't know where they went. He was helping me look. And so then I finally spent longer than I needed to in the mall, get out to my car. There is a woman sitting next to my car.
That's creepy.
Right. So I'm freaked out too. And there are not really other cars near me, kind of. I parked far at the end because I knew I'd know where my car was. So this woman just sitting out there. And I get in my car and I'm like, I need to check on her. She'd be like my mom's age, sitting on the curb. So I rolled the window down and I said, Before I leave, I just need to ask, are you okay? Is there anything I can get you?
Does she ask you where Victoria's Secret is? Because that'd be so funny.
That would have been perfect.
I came out here and I can't find Victoria's Secret. No, as I'm asking her, a car pulls up on the other side of me, and she said, I was just waiting for my husband. And so now here's this guy. And I said, okay, I just wanted, because it's kind of hot out, I wanted to make sure you were okay. Nothing was happening. You were stranded at the mall. I have Gatorades in my back seat if you need one. And she was like, no, I'm okay. Bye. But that made me feel like the weirdo for checking on her.
Oh, that sounds like you did a nice thing.
You did the nice thing. She kind of, that's just kind of weird to be sitting on the curb.
Sit anywhere else. Yeah. Why did you? Okay, there were empty spot on both sides of my car, and she sits in both of those empty spots. Go farther down, or go wait at a bench or at the bus stop or something,
or the shade, or stay inside the building until he
That's
comes.
That's true. Stay inside the building.
Well, I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad you found your underwear.
I found everything I needed.
Get it, got it all. Your vents, Dave. Anything you want to gripe about today?
I have to tell somebody how much I hate cat hair. Uh-huh. Cat hair is the devil. Let me set it up for you. So I move in with my girlfriend, right? And I knew she had a cat, but I dramatically underestimated the amount that this thing sheds. I have a sales job. I got to wear a suit every day, and I'm going through lint rollers like crazy. Seriously, I'm going through one like every 2 or 3 days from this filthy animal that just sheds everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I can do nothing about it, because if I tell her, well, it's the cat or me, she's had the cat for 8 years. I can tell you which one it's going to be.
Right.
Cat hair. Absolutely hate it. Hate the cat.
You know what, though? I think if you love her, you have to at least tolerate the cat. That is part of it.
You're going to hate the cat hair. This, you sound just like my fiancé, this Steven. He talks about there's cat hair everywhere constantly, and we have to buy lint rollers all the time, but you just deal with it.
Same thing with Jasper. He's an Australian Shepherd, so he just sheds. So what I do is when I'm home, I have my home outfit, and then when I'm ready to go to work or whatever it is I'm wearing, you put that on, and then you walk out the door. That's what you have to do.
Ever take that sweatshirt out of your closet? We're like, yeah, no, I can't. There's no salvaging this today.
Yeah, the black, like especially black, anything black, not happening.
Your Vents Day vent, 237, it's text 35270 for Playhouse. Wake up in the morning, Playhouse, Y94, grabbing your Vents Day vents on a Monday where maybe it's a little tough to get going. Work, school, whatever the case might be. Some text at Vents Day vents, Amy K.
Someone said self-checkout. Stop using it if your cart is full. Someone else said the tiny blinking lights on the Febreze wall plug-in. I was trying to sleep last night and I just kept catching it going off. I couldn't do it. I ended up having to unplug it. And somebody else said, I want to vent about when I'm in my room and my wife will ask me a question. I'll answer what, but then she never responds. So then I have to get up to go see what she wants. And someone else said, I want to vent about when people buy a bunch of pizzas for a party with tons of toppings most people don't like. And then only one or two pizzas with the stuff people like, just like a simple pepperoni pizza. Then everyone ends up eating that one first and you don't get any.
That is a tough situation to be in. That's a very tough situation to be in.
It always happens, too. It's like, why did you order it then? Because the one person who liked it probably had one piece and that's all they're going to eat. They can eat the pepperoni.
Yeah, you're stuck with it. You're the reason we got it.
Yeah, just stay with simple stuff. Pepperoni or cheese?
Yeah, no, you can't just do cheese. That's weird. What? If you want cheese, pull off the pepperoni.
I think you do pepperoni and then you get one cheese. What if somebody can't have meat?
I actually agree. I think if you like cheese, it is your responsibility to pull off the other topics.
Let's say we're in our building right now and our boss is throwing us a pizza party. He would only buy 5 pepperoni pizzas. What about our front desk lady who doesn't eat meat, Lori?
She can pick it off.
She could pull it off.
It has the pepperoni juice on it.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Extra flavor. You don't think that the person's hand that made it, with even if it's wearing a glove, didn't touch the pepperoni on a different pizza?
But it's not cooked on there. His hands weren't cooked on there.
Meh. It's still the it's, what is it, cross-contamination at some point.
Waiting for my pizza at a place just the other day, and I washed even just the little slicer thing where they turn into triangles, like that wasn't getting wiped down or washed or anything. Like, there's at least a little cross-contamination regardless.
A little bit. There's some animal death on there for sure.
But you don't want to tell them that. They just don't. They can't taste it cooked on.
Cheese, hold the animal death,
please. Okay, I got to address the one from the text club where he's talking about his wife yelling for him. And then he says, what? I would have to agree. I'm guilty of it. And I feel like that is a thing. Like, when I look at it, it is rude. It is rude.
What is rude?
To yell at somebody, just walk in and be like, hey, Amy Kay. You know, instead of just sitting there at the computer, be like, go find the person, bring them in, and then, hey, can you come here for a second? I'm trying to be more mindful of that because that is annoying. That is annoying.
When I'm laying in bed and I want something, I'll call for Steven, and I know I do it at just enough of a level where it will get his attention, but then he can't say what. So then he has to get up to come in the room and see what I want.
You need a little bell.
I did, or sometimes I'll text him and I'll say, can you just come here? But sometimes I'll say, Steven, and I was, Steven, and then he comes in and he said, were you calling for me? And I said, oh, actually, while you're in here, could you give me a water bottle? Thanks.
I love Steven. I love Steven so much. And I'm going to learn all the things here on the Playhouse.
Poor guy. Poor guy. Your vent today?
Oh, I got something to vent. Strangers who listen to their music on a speaker rather than their headphones.
Oh, sure.
Hey, I'm a guy who loves, I appreciate music. I listen to classical. I listen to opera. But if I'm doing my morning jog and I see some guy playing music, you know what? I don't want to listen to 50 Cent cursing on the radio.
It's kind of funny with all the, like, because there's so many different options and cheap ones, too, for, like, the little Bluetooth speakers. It's crazy, like, all the weird social situations, people, like, pop up their speaker. And it's like, you know, you could just get some
headphones.
AirPods or something, man.
I was at the dog park Saturday night, and I was just there. It was late, so nobody was there. And this guy was coming down the bike path, jamming out like a Bluetooth speaker attached to the leash or whatever. He had like a retractable leash, and it was jamming out. But then it was also like, I wouldn't have put that kind of music. It was like rave music,
sure.
With that person. Like, I was like, oh, it was like an older man. I was like, I would not put those two together. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, is there like a party coming down the bike path right now? And then this older man comes around the corner. I'm like, never would have guessed. And then he went into the other dog park by himself with his dog, jammed it out just loud. And it was later. It was like 8:30.
He's trying to have a dance party at the park.
He was having a dance party. Boom, boom, boom.
What's the movie with the guy where he's holding up playing Peter Gabriel? Is it Say Anything? Is that the movie? What movie is that?
Oh, yeah. Is it? It's with John Cusack.
It's like, it used to be a boombox. Now he'd be holding up like a little Bluetooth speaker or his cell phone.
Is it Sure Thing?
No, it's Say Anything.
Say Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he'd just be holding up his little iPhone.
Oh, it is saying, yeah, and that's, okay, that's all you got to do nowadays.
That clip is literally like 3 seconds of the movie, and I don't understand how it's so important.
That's the only thing I actually remember from the movie is the thing. Is it this song?
I think so,
yeah.
Pretty sure. Your vent today.
Okay, I've really got to get this one off my chest because I've had enough with this. My biggest thing right now is people who discuss being on a diet when you're in the middle of eating something that is obviously unhealthy. I mean, I don't need to be feeling guilty about my donut just because somebody else feels guilty about eating whatever they're eating. I mean, I don't need to feel bad about indulging the things I want to indulge. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm comfortable with my body, and that's that.
So, thing number one, I appreciate you're able to spit that out, even though I could tell you're highly distracted by the fact that it was playing Peter Gabriel through your cell phone, and I'm sorry. Thing number two, I think sometimes that's less for you and more for them, trying to convince themselves that they don't need it. Like, Amy shows up here.
I feel bad about it all the time. I know what you're going to talk about.
With a box of donuts. And do I want to eat a box of that donuts? Yeah. And do I know, even though she knows I'm going to reject it, she's still going to offer me that box of donuts because we're all doing the Minnesota, North Dakota nice thing and just politely asking, even though we know the answer is no? Yes. So I almost have to say out loud, like, yes, profile, I'm working hard at it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, say that out loud so that, one, hopefully it stops her from offering, but two, to remind myself, you don't need that donut.
Yeah, I would agree on that, too. I mean, I eat everything as well, so I feel bad that I'm eating it in front of you, or should I feel bad? Not at all. Good job for you, Zero.
I know. I feel like kind of a jerk sometimes because I'll order a pizza, breakfast pizza, or I get a lot of food delivered here in the morning. I'm like chowing it down. But it's like, I need food.
I mean,
of the 5 days of a work week we see each other every morning, I'd say like 3 out of 5, Amy gets some food delivered here.
Yeah. I feel like every time I ever filled in, Amy K had something delivered.
But I've been trying to bring, I get oatmeal and cinnamon toast. That's why I'm trying to cook here more.
Okay, so when does Uber Eats get here this morning?
Probably not today, tomorrow.
Okay.